Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Well, when I was a youngster, I think, when I was no more than about 10 years old, I made a boat of my own. I lived near the sea. I live in New York City. I was born in New York City, and we lived in a part of the city where I could get to the beach in just a few moments. And I built myself a 12-foot outboard motorboat, as I say, when I was about 12 years old, and that started me on it. I just kept going from then on. It's called Illustrated History of Ships and Boats. It takes the whole story from the very beginning, from the primeval ooze. It starts with rafts, with inflated skins, with birch bark canoes, if you want, and it goes right up to the latest atomic-powered submarine and atomic-powered cargo ships. Oh, no. I was in the Navy during World War II, and we were taught very carefully to distinguish between the two of them. The boat is a little fellow, and the ship is a big fellow. There are a lot of very good books out about, the American Navy, or the American Sailing Navy. And then there are lots of books out about sailing ships in Europe, particularly, the great big battleships that the French navies and the British navies used, or ships of the sort, such as the Constitution, which you can still see in Boston Harbor, books that dealt with those famous ships. But my book is comprehensive. It goes from the very beginning, as I mentioned, goes to the very end, and takes in all boats. You see, I talk about Chinese junks and Malay pirate ships, as well as about the Constitution and Lord Nelson's great victory. I remember once being in Italy and staying at a seaside, and I had a hotel room with a seaside view, and I was putting the bags away, and I got out and walked out on my terrace and looked out over the sea, and then I did an absolute double take, because right out in full view from my terrace was what looked to be an 18th century sailing vessel. I couldn't believe it, but it was true. It was an 18th century vessel that the Italian Navy, for example, still keeps in commission for the use of its recruits, its young naval recruits. So there are a few, I would say there's probably two dozen, three dozen good old-timers still being sailed. Oh, in many, many ways. I guess the first way is by haunting the museums. Because to deal with the history of ships, you need pictures. You've got to find out what ships looked like in days gone by. And the only way you can do that is by going from museum to museum, looking at old sculptures, looking at old paintings, putting things together that you find here and there, and then, of course, reading all that you can about, reading what men have written about books, and that you do in the libraries. And then the last thing is to go to the shipyards. Well, if you go to shipyards, such as the yards in Scandinavia, you can see men making boats still today. It's hard, there are only a few shipyards left where it's done, but you can see men making boats today the way the Vikings made their Viking craft. All my illustrations are from original sources. I have pictures of the pictures of boats made by contemporaries, made by men who had seen those boats. I have pictures taken from museums of ancient sculptures. I have pictures taken from museums of ancient paintings. As a matter of fact, this is amusing. When I went over the book with the people at Doubleday, they asked me, wouldn't you like to have the help of an artist to draw pictures of your boats? And I told them, I have already had the help of such artists as Raphael and Michelangelo. Thank you. I don't need any other artist. First of all, it will introduce him to all the various kinds of boats. It will introduce him to the terminology of boats. And more important, it will give him quickly, but as factual as any book I know of, the background of boats. And this is for the new boat owner who owns a sailboat or the new boat owner who owns a motorboat. You see, I deal with power boats as well. I take them from right through Fulton's Claremont on up into the outboard motorboat. I have a section dealing with outboard motors, as a matter of fact. Few people know, for example, that the first outboard motor was made by a Frenchman. I've been very glad to be here with you.